Gather round, children, gather round. All right, settle down, now. Take a seat right there on the floor. All right. I'm here to tell you about the Buffalo Soldiers. Yeah, that's right. What do you mean you don't know what the Buffalo Soldiers is? What is a Buffalo Soldier? Well, a Buffalo Soldier is a black man who was in the Army around the 1890s and the 1900s, etc., and they were black men, and they were guided by white officers. Yeah, that's right. And they were a force to be reckoned with here in the United States and abroad during the growth of this country. Now, as you take your seats, I want you to visualize a Buffalo Soldier. Now, these were men who came after the Civil War, yes, and they were ex-slaves, many of them, and some of them was freed men. And they had a burning desire to be a part of the growth of this country. Yeah, that's right. When you look around, you say, well, do you want to serve? They say, yeah, I want to serve. And they say, well, we can't let you go off by yourself. See, we got to have you be in control by white officers. But they had the 24th and the 25th Infantry and the 9th and 10th Cavalry. That was approved by Congress, don't you know? And so they were fantastic officers and men, and they were standing tall and straight, and they moved like they... Well, let me give you an example. They say, tend hard, tend whoo, forward, march, and hum, 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 and then they would move on down the line. Now, you see, I'm giving you that because you have seen troops march, but you've never seen a Buffalo Soldiers march. Because if you had, you'd know that they were special. Yes, they was. They were special. Well, let me tell you. Now, in places like Fort Huachuca, that's here in Arizona, Fort Huachuca, they developed their own fort. Yeah. And they had a fort that they gave to the Buffalo Soldiers. Yeah, they gave it to them black troops. And they developed that place like you wouldn't believe. And so they had a little place out there in Arizona. They said, well, let's put them out there in Arizona, let them build their own fort. And they said, let them stay out there. Now, they had several people who were famous, and I will tell you about them. They had individuals like Henry Ossian Flipper. Yeah, he was a lieutenant, and he worked out here in Arizona, and he was the first black man to graduate from the Academy at West Point. That's in New York. And he was a wonderful individual. Now, they also had Kathy Williams, who was the first black woman to become a member of the Buffalo Soldiers. Yeah, had a woman before they had any other woman in the Army. So she was special. So therefore, we need to give these soldiers a salute and a round of applause for what they created and gave to the state of Arizona, in fact, to the entire world, the Buffalo Soldiers.